Hello, hi, welcome to the Travel Advice Show. Hi, today is July 30th and 2007, and today we're talking about the Caribbean islands and the Caribbean area there in North America, and I'm really excited. It's a beautiful spot. It's a very popular tourist destination for many world travelers, and I'm Chris Newton, one of the co-hosts, and my other co-host is Jerry Fuller, our co-host. How you doing, Jerry?
Fantastic. How are you doing, Chris?
Oh, doing good. Enjoying the summer here, and just trying to plan for my next travels. I'm always figuring out where to go and what to do, and so it's great that this show exists, that we can talk about different topics. And we have a great website that you can check out too, www.traveladviceshow.com, and we welcome your emails that you can email at show@traveladviceshow.com. And Jerry, people can email questions and they can just ask, what type of destinations they want to go to, or all sorts of questions. So,
we'd love to have you email anytime you'd like. And we'll email you right back, hopefully within 24 hours or less.
Yeah.
And then some of them, we might even talk about them on our program.
So
don't hesitate to email.
Yeah.
Well, today we're going to be talking about the Caribbean, as Chris said. And Chris, what do you find most interesting about the Caribbean that's different than, say, Hawaii or the Indian Ocean Islands or the Mediterranean or
the
islands of the South Pacific? What do you really like about the Caribbean islands?
I think one of the biggest things about the Caribbean islands is the diversity, I think. Like from one island to the other, you know, completely different languages, different cultures, different people. It's so diverse, and that's one thing. I think, did you agree, Jerry? It's a very diverse environment there.
I totally agree. Each island, as you mentioned, even has different food, different music, different looks. I mean, some are beautiful and green, and others are like desert islands and cactus stuff. I think it's fascinating.
Talk
just a minute about the difference? Because most people think the Caribbean is all lush and tropical and wild orchids and cactus and waterfalls. You want to talk about that just a minute and let everybody know there are different types of islands there?
Sure. Yeah, the islands that are kind of like with green, mountainous. A lot of those kind of islands are like, I would say, Jamaica and the North Shore, St. Lucia, St. Thomas, St. Vincent. A lot of those that are very typical that you see like in movies or, a lot of settings with waterfalls flying, and swimming. And then the ones that are drier and flatter, actually flatter too, with no mountains at all and very dry climate, they get the different wind currents and different types of climate, are like Aruba, the Bahamas, just a variety of the smaller islands. But Aruba is a kind of a popular one that I know a lot of people go to, have a home there, a second home, and also they have casinos there.
It's just as dry and deserty as almost Death Valley.
And
they have wind like the DVD tree there that just blows like you can't believe, and the tree bent over. It blows from, and it's just dry.
That is
the thing that a lot of people are stunned at when they go to the Caribbean, is a lot of islands don't look like what you think it should look like. And sometimes they're kind of disappointed.
Right.
So they need to be very much aware. If the mountain has mountains in it, it's going to be very green, especially on the windward side and the leeward side. Because I noticed you mentioned about Jamaica on the North Shore.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because the mountains go east-west. The North Shore is green and beautiful and rivers and all that. And the south side, like where Kingston is, it's got cactus and sub oak, and it's a desert. It's dry and ugly, and you'd never think you're in the Caribbean, at least what you think. We ought to talk a minute about the Caribbean and what is the Caribbean.
Okay.
Because what people often say, like the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos and Bermuda, many times they consider them the Caribbean, but they're not. They're legally in the Atlantic. that many people don't consider, like Marguerite Island in Venezuela, and such as San Blas Island in Panama, or the Bay Islands in Honduras, or, for example, Cancun, Cozumel. These are in the Caribbean, and people just don't consider it really the Caribbean, but they are the Caribbean. So the it's so versified, as you know it, Central America, South America, and the islands of the northern and eastern part of the Caribbean. And one thing that's interesting, I've been to the Caribbean many, many times, and sometimes you just don't want to use the word Caribbean, so you want to use the word Antilles. And I love this word, Antilles. And there are two Antilles. There's a greater Antilles and a lesser Antilles. And if you can envision the Caribbean starting over there with like Cuba and Grand Cayman and the Cayman Islands, and as it heads over to Anguilla, going dead east, and then all of a sudden this goes south, down to like Tobago and Trinidad.
All right.
All of these are the Antilles. Now, Bahamas, Nassau, and Turks are not the Antilles. But these are the Antilles in that little upside-down L shape. And now they are called the Greater Antilles and the Lesser Antilles. And there are four islands that are called the Greater Antilles, and they are Cuba, Hispaniola, which consists of Haiti and Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, and Jamaica. Puerto Rico and Jamaica. And these four islands are the Greater Antilles. All of the other islands are the Lesser Antilles. So if you're going to the Caribbean and you're talking, and I do this sometimes, my wife gets so mad, and if you're at a party or something, people are talking about the Caribbean, and I'll say, well, did you enjoy the Antilles? And they'll look at you like you're a snob. And I'll say, well, I really, really like the Lesser Antilles better than the Greater Antilles. And people don't have a clue what you're talking about. So I always do that sometimes, just to be a little bit different. But you can use those words, and they're correct words to use, Antilles, Greater or Lesser.
Oh, okay.
And that's one thing that most people don't think about. Now, another thing that we need to talk about is when to go and when not to go.
Okay.
Now, everyone in the world knows about the hurricanes in the Caribbean.
All right.
And basically, the hurricane season legally starts the end of June and basically can go into November. But the real hurricane season, generally, is from about the middle of August until like the first part of October. And what this means in everyday tourist English is that you are subject to more clouds. In other words, you're going to snorkel or dive. It's less visibility, more rain, and maybe more wind. And you are subject to hurricanes. And they can be mild hurricanes, 40, 50 mile an hour winds, or they can be 120 miles an hour winds. So if you go that time, you must understand that you are going to have a different experience than if you go during the peak season, which is basically from November, let's say, until May. And but May can be so hot and humid, it's just unbearable. You can go there, and it's not too bad. So that's why there are discounts during the hurricane season. But most people, unless they don't care, will want to go in the peak season during our winter. In most of the islands, it's really a much better time to go. But if you have to go in hurricane season, the ABC Islands, Aruba, Bonaire, and Curaçao are probably your best bet because they have the least chance of having a hurricane and least chance of rain and or cloud during hurricane season than any other Caribbean island, period, including Bermuda, Bahamas, and Turks and Caicos.
Oh, well, because they're kind of they're kind of shielded by South America there, right? Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, they've got that influence of South America, and it just seems as the winds are blowing clockwise and they come barreling across the eastern Caribbean that they just don't generally, the hurricanes just don't generally touch down there. So it is the best place to go if you have to go. Now, I think we need to talk a few minutes about cruises because millions of people go to the Caribbean on cruises. I mean, we're talking all the way from windjammer cruises, the yacht touring down and like the Grenadines and the Virgin Islands, the BBIs. They go by yacht, and some of them will go by real cruise ships, the big ones, like 2,000 people or maybe 200. And there are so many options to go. And they're a very viable way of doing that. Now, it might be an interesting way to preview it because, as we mentioned earlier, every island in the Caribbean is very different from the other. And so if you did a cruise that hit different islands, particularly the different nationality, that maybe one will hit the French island, a Dutch island, a Spanish-speaking island, an English island such as Barbados, you'll get the variety of the islands, and then go back and stay time on islands that you would want to do it. I've been on probably 15 cruises throughout various parts of the Caribbean on different types of ships, and have found it a very viable way of going. But myself, because I'm not the world's greatest lover of cruises, I get frustrated because I can't stay more than a day on the island. In fact, a couple of times, my wife and I, or myself by myself, have gotten off at an island and stayed a night at the island and flown to the next island to pick up the ship at the next stop.
Oh, really?
So, particularly if there's a day at sea, I'll stay a day on an island and stay some time there and pick it up later.
Right.
Just for a variety. And we should talk a little bit about, maybe casinos, because a lot of people like to gamble.
All right.
Now, there are some of the islands do have casinos and some do not. And some of the most famous ones that have them, of course, are maybe Antigua and Aruba and the Bahamas. The ABC Islands have them. Martinique, Puerto Rico, of course, St. Kitts, St. Martin, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the Turks and Caicos have some. And the slot machines can be found in some hotels in Barbados and Jamaica. But one thing that some people must realize is if the casino is located in like a five-star hotel, sometimes they will require a coat and tie or just a coat of the gentleman. So you have to dress up.
They're pretty formal.
Yeah, they're much more formal than what you think the Caribbean is. Well, I mean, some of the islands, such as Barbados and Bermuda, are quite formal. Most of the restaurants in Bermuda will not let you in as a man without at least a coat on after 6 p.m.
Wow, really?
You need to be very much aware of what the dress requirements are. And some of the islands, like Anguilla, if you show up in a tank top and shorts at any restaurant, you're overdressed, practically.
Right.
So you need to know what your attitude is, your personality, and what you want for your vacation.
Okay,
And make sure you go to the right island. Now, in the golfing, some of the islands don't have golf. And as a result, most of them, though, are attached with some type of hotel. And green fees are pretty reasonable as a rule. They range maybe from $15, $20 up to maybe $75 or something. Hmm. And in most of the courses, you can rent the clubs, et cetera. But some of the ones that don't have them are Anguilla, Belize, Bonaire, the BVI, Dominica, Guyana, St. Eustatia, Suriname. They don't have golf courses. Sabre, they don't have golf courses. So you need to be aware if you want to golfing, you don't go to those islands because you'll be disappointed. And what some people do, they will go to more than one island, maybe 3 or 4 days on one island, and then fly to another island and stay there a couple of days.
Okay.
So we've got some of the background out of the way on what to do and some of the popular things. And you can dive, scuba dive or snorkel on many of the islands. Probably 80% of the islands you can do that. So that's not as critical, but it is critical on what you want to do. Some of them don't have wall diving, for example, or whale or hole diving. Some of them have diving that's farther out. Some of them are right there. You almost snorkel out to it, to the wall, such as Grand Turk. And so you just have to know what you want. Some of the islands are famous for shopping. Others are not, like Bahamas and Turks and Caicos. The Cayman Islands and Aruba, Curaçao, they're famous for shopping. And so you may want to do that. Some of them do not allow topless or nudity at the beaches. And some of them, like in Saint Martin, the French side of Saint Martin, they even have Oriente Beach, and it's clothing optional. They even have Club Orient, which is clothing optional hotel. In other words, you can literally take hand carry and never wear a stitch of clothing the entire time that you stay at the hotel and at the beach, and then just put your clothes on and go to the airport and fly home.
Wow.
So there's a wide variety of options in everything that you want in the Caribbean. And so you can mix and match and whatever you want to. So what is your favorite island, or what island do you like best?
I would say, Jamaica for me a little bit. I kind of like the culture there with the music, you know, and kind of the reggae music there. And that's been around the world. It seems like that's one of the most export, for their music. Is Jamaica is probably the most famous, I would think, out of all
right.
the Caribbean islands. And also, too, I've heard, St. Lucia is very very remote in some areas where, you know, you still have a lot of the kind of people, the people, the village people that never left the island and live a real simple life. And, it's interesting to me finding the people that had been there for many, many generations, you know, and kind of learning about those kind of the native people on these islands.
Mm-hmm. Many of them are still basically related from the slave trade from the 1700s.
The sugar cane. Yeah.
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 And many of them still have some of the Carib Indian and the Amerindian blood still in them. And it's fabulous. The culture there is phenomenal. And one thing I like, you're talking about the reggae music. One of my favorite music sounds besides the reggae is the steel drum.
Oh, yeah.
They take oil drums and cut them to different sizes, and they pound them out for different notes at the top, one of the ends of the drum. And then they have it, the drums can be different depths. And the shorter the depth, the higher the notes, and the longer the depth, the lower, sort of. And plus the way they temper the drum head. But it is absolutely wonderful. My wife can only stand it for about 15 minutes. Then she thinks it's like tinkling bells or something. But I love it. And you can hear them in clubs. And sometimes they'll have festivals on the islands, like Carnival.
Carnival.
And you just hear the, it's fabulous.
Yeah.
One thing that we probably should talk about is some of the famous, not famous, like I know you really like St. Vincent and what's another one? Lucia? You like? Is it St. Lucia you like?
Yes. Is it St. Lucia?
And why do you think they're kind of interesting? What about those islands excite you?
Most
people don't go to those islands.
Right. And maybe that's the reason I like them, maybe.
I understand that.
Yeah. I kind of like going off the beaten path and kind of going to the islands that aren't as popular. And that's one thing about the Caribbean, too. There's so many little islands that you might have never even heard of. Even if you're a good geographer or if you know many things about the Caribbean, there's so many little islands and islands that where the cruises don't go to as much either. I think that's where the effect of the ones that are popular, where the cruise routes are and everything. But I kind of like trying to meet the locals and trying to, get off the beaten path. I guess that's my thing. But I had a friend recently went to St. John's area there, and he said that was just
St. John's in the American Virgin Islands?
Yeah, the American Virgin Islands, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and he said that was beautiful, it wasn't that touristy, not many tourists, but just very, very nice scenery and everything, and pretty mountainous, too.
Very hilly and very green.
Yeah.
That's one of the islands that doesn't have an airport.
Oh. Right.
And that's one thing that helps it out. You have to go to St. Thomas and take a ferry boat over.
Oh, okay.
And about a half hour or something like that, right over. And then you just rent a car and drive around. There's some luxurious hotels and some very modest hotels and anything in between. But they're spread out. And that's, I think, one reason he liked it, because it's so isolated and it doesn't feel crowded or really super touristy.
Right.
Not St. Thomas or St. Croix, which are very, very touristy.
Right. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Also, too, a lot of the languages that are being spoke, too, like a lot of the islands are French-speaking and English-speaking and, Spanish-speaking. Yeah, there's so many different languages that I think a lot of people don't realize that, that there's a lot of different languages involved. And And also local dialects too, right? I think there's a lot of local kind of dialects.
Yeah. I think some of that is, I think, called like a pâté or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a slang that they have. And some of the French islands will have a slang French, and which I can't understand a word of it. But it's neat to listen to them talk. The one thing that most people are amazed when they first go is how poor some of the Caribbean islands are.
All right.
Kids run around barefoot. Well, you would too. It's so hot. But, I mean, barefoot, and they're not raggedy clothes, but they're not really nice clothes. It seems to be poorer than, like, Hawaii.
All right. Some of the other...
A lot of the islands are. So you must be prepared for that. And you must be prepared that some of the islands, particularly some of the French islands, can be very dirty, like open sewers in the marketplaces, and they just don't paint the place up because they're poorer.
Right.
But that's part of the charm and the culture.
Oh,
my wife will not go to some of the Caribbean islands because you just said they're so poor and so dirty and smelly. And she's afraid she'll get sick. I mean, I won't say you won't get sick, but I have never gotten anything like a stomach disorder, diarrhea, throwing up, anything like that in any Caribbean island. I'm not going to say it won't happen, but I've had that happen to me in Mexico, but I've never had it happen anywhere in the Caribbean. And maybe I take a little more cautious on some of the dirtier islands, so that hasn't happened. But it's that's one thing people need to worry about, is that it's kind of, some of them are very, very poor.
Yeah.
And they walk around and just pull wagons and stuff.
Hey, Jerry, do you have a good story in the Caribbean islands, a good adventure travel story that you were involved with? Or
this doesn't happen anymore, per se, but, I mean, it happened, 30 years ago,
so
I probably shouldn't even tell it.
Oh, no.
But I was shot at with guns in Haiti.
Really?
In the days of Papa Top. They don't do that anymore because he's not around. But there are some of the islands will sometimes have a little bit of politics involved. Not serious anymore, but that was the only time that I had that kind of a situation, a political situation.
Oh.
When they went through my luggage at the airport and followed me around, and I went into a park at night. I wanted to go. They were talking on a big speaker. And like at a rally type thing. And so I thought, I'll go over to it from my hotel. And I got into the park and they shot. They didn't aim to kill me, but they shot over my head or around me. And so I stopped immediately and they told me in French, what are you doing here? I said, I just wanted to go over and listen to what's happening. They said, you're not allowed here. Get out of here. Go back to your hotel.
Wow.
But that's the only time I've ever had any problems. Now, I will tell you, I've had them. Several exciting things in Jamaica. There, it's a little bit very touristy in Jamaica, and they're used to tourists.
All right.
But they like to, on the beaches, hawk little goods and drugs and stuff. And so I've had several heated discussions because they just wouldn't leave me alone. They will keep coming by, and I think, I am not interested, thank you. And they'll come back and say, are you sure you don't want this? No, I told you, Kevin's well, I don't want it. And so sometimes you'll get a little irritable.
Yeah.
But Jamaica is probably the worst island for that kind of thing. They're getting a little better, but it's still probably the worst for hawkers on the beach and things like that.
Okay.
So be prepared for that. You don't get that in most of the islands. If there's somebody, it's mainly a little kid that walks down selling some little junk, and you'll just talk to him and have a good time, and they're really friendly. And when you say no, you don't want it, they don't care. And it's okay. But Jamaica takes it a little more seriously. But Jamaica, the Caribbean is not a place that's super, you can tell exciting stories. Like if you go into Africa, for example, into Central Asia, you can have very exciting things happen to you, all the way from almost being killed down to watching revolutions and all kinds of things. But you generally don't get that so much in the Caribbean because it's so hot and humid in most of the years that people are kind of laid back and just let the world go by. And when you're there, you want to get your shorts on and
you want to relax.
Sandals. You want to relax and lay back.
Yeah.
If the world dies, you wouldn't even know it, nor would you care.
Right.
Some people like to stay in B&Bs or little bitty inns, and many of our islands have these.
Oh.
And they're really quite nice to stay in if you're that type of person. And they're very local and have lots of charm. And many of the islands, such as St. Thomas, the islands will have small hotels. They're not inns, and they're not B&Bs, but they're small hotels. They may have a swimming pool. And they're very, very comfortable and very local and kind of fun to stay in. And there are some hotels that are absolutely world-class, like the Four Seasons in Nevis and La Semana, which is in San Martin. Some of the hotels throughout the island are absolutely magnificent to stay in.
So you can have many.
Very expensive, too.
Yeah.
So you can get the whole range of hotels that you want to stay in.
Yeah.
And all ages go there. You can take kids, your children, to most of the islands and feel very, very safe and comfortable taking them.
Oh, okay.
Now, we didn't talk very much about... well, one thing we ought to talk about a little bit, and I hinted, is that there are about five major categories of islands. There's the French, as you mentioned, and Spanish, and there's Dutch, English, and American. Now, my wife will only basically go to the English and the American islands.
Uh-huh.
She prefers them because they're the cleanest. And first of all, they speak English easier, but she likes them because they're the cleanest. Now, the dirtiest islands generally are the French islands. So if you go to a French island, you can anticipate it being a little dirtier than if you go to some other islands. Uh-huh. In my opinion, the next dirtiest islands are the Spanish-speaking islands. They're not as dirty as the French, but they're dirtier than the Dutch and the English and the Spanish, American. Now, the next dirtiest, I think, are the Americans. They're not filthy, but they're dirtier than most of the British or the Dutch. Then the British are the second cleanest, and then the cleanest are the Dutch.
Oh, really?
They're very sterile, and in almost every case, you could eat off the streets. They're very organized. They're very much like the Dutch, and if you go to Holland, it's just that way. They run it that way. So keep in mind your level of cleanliness, but I think you should go to every different category, like the French and all of them, because they're so different. And forget about the cleanliness and go for the food and the culture and the language and the scenery. It's just phenomenal. One of the most magnificent places in the world is the Caribbean. If you like hot, and in many cases, humid. Now, you must understand that in the winter, which is the winter in the northern hemisphere, many times at night, you'll want to take a sweater. It can drop, and particularly if you're in the higher elevation, it can drop, and it can maybe only be, 65, 70 degrees, but it's cold. It will feel quite cool. So you'll want to take some kind of a wrap, maybe a shawl for a woman, or a long sleeve shirt for men, or a light sweater, a windbreaker maybe. If it starts raining in the winter, it might get a little cooler. So be very prepared for that. You'll never need a parka or a heavy coat or anything like that, never. But when you're in the islands, when it drops from 85 degrees down to 65 degrees at night, it feels cold in many cases. So you need to be prepared for it. See, what else have we not discussed about the Caribbean? We haven't talked about any specific islands yet, but we probably should. My wife and my favorite island that we agree totally on, and it's the only place in the world, any country or island in the world that my wife and I agree equally, as we love it with a passion, is Bermuda. I've been there over 30 times, and she's been there, I think, something like 20-something times, and separately and together, and we absolutely love Bermuda. But Bermuda is not for everybody.
Mm.
It is formal. You dress for dinner, and that's why they have the Bermuda shorts. You don't wear short shorts in Bermuda. They don't want you there if you're going to have tank tops and short shorts. It is just not them. They're very formal and very British. And it's a magnificent island, but the shopping is wonderful, but it's very classy and expensive shopping. It's duty-free, but it's still expensive. is not the junk chopping that you can get in many of the islands, like wood carvings and stuff. It's imported woolens and china and crystal and clothing from Europe, mainly, and very classy. Front Street there has wonderful shops and great restaurants. So it's very classy. And if you want to go and more trash out, you can go to places like in Anguilla, where, as I mentioned, just wear tank top and shorts, and anywhere, day and night, and almost, now I don't think there's anywhere you have to wear more than that, but very casual, and nobody cares, and probably 30% of the islands are that way. Probably 10% of the islands are more formal, like Barbados is more formal. And even though on the beach they're not formal, but Aruba, Curacao, and Bonaire, well, not so much Bonaire, but Aruba and Curacao are quite formal, more formal than some of the other islands. So you'll want to take maybe a jacket or long sleeve shirt and some long pants maybe, or Bermuda shorts for the evening in those islands. And definitely in parts of Puerto Rico, and when you go to casinos and things, you'll want to, any islands for casinos, you'll want to dress up again. Or if you're staying in a five-star hotel, you'll want to dress better. So that's a little bit of a hint there. Getting around the island.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In 95% of the islands, you generally will rent a car. That's the best way. Most islands, unless it's a big city like Kingston or San Juan, won't have local buses. But they have buses. You won't want to really rely on them. You just rent a car. Now, in Bermuda, you can't rent a car. You either rent a motor scooter, like a Vespa, or a motor scooter, not a motorcycle, but a motor scooter, or ride a bicycle, or you take the local city buses. And they're wonderful. The buses go everywhere, or you take a taxi. You cannot rent a car in Bermuda. You can't. And as a result, you can hire a taxi to drive you around if you want. We've done that before. But you can't drive it yourself. Hmm. Only the motorcycle, a motorbike, or bicycle, or taxi, or the local bus is allowed to take. But most countries and islands, you rent a car and drive around. Now, some of the islands drive on the other side of the street, like the Bahamas and the Caymans and Barbados. And this is very dangerous for people coming from Canada and the U.S. because if they've been partying at night or drinking, people die all the time. Because they'll come out of the parking lot and turn the wrong direction and have a head-on collision because the other cars are coming from the other side of the road. So you need to be very careful on that, particularly at night. Daytime, yes, but night especially. So those are some other little things. The island, some of the islands I really, really, really enjoy. I like Tobago. I think Tobago is fantastic. It's very jungly and small beaches. Very much, well, they filmed some of the Tarzan movies there, and they filmed the movie Papillon with Steve McQueen on it. So you can get an idea of the jungly type of things. I like East Asia. I think it's really an interesting island. Very futuristic, but very fabulous. I like Montserrat. Very different islands, but definitely not for everybody. But it is a wonderful island for people who want to very, very quiet and very rural. And some of the Grenadine islands I absolutely love, like Petit St. Vincent. It's just one it's a hotel, a bunch of houses on one island, and there's no town or nothing. It's just these houses, which is the hotel. And then they'll take you out to private islands for the day with a picnic or whatever, and it's just you and whoever you go with. So it's a fantastic place for that. Some of the islands I don't like as much, only because they're touristy and all that. I don't prefer Puerto Rico. There are parts of Puerto Rico that are very nice, but I think it's just too busy and too hectic for me because I don't golf, I don't play tennis, and I don't like shopping, and I don't do casinos, so it's just not for me. And I don't like Dominican Republic too much either, with the exception of golf and tennis and some beaches. That's about it then, in most cases. And then if you don't really love those things, don't waste your time there. I prefer going to islands like Ceiba. There are no beaches in Ceiba, but it's a nice island just to go and relax and get a small little hotel and meet the locals and just do nothing for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
It is just phenomenal. So, and I love Anguilla. It's right at the corner as you're going east, and then it's going south. It's right there. And the Anguilla is Spanish for eel, and it's skinny little island. It's long, and beautiful beaches. They just go forever. And the water is pretty decent, and the food is wonderful, and it's not super expensive. Very casual, laid back. No real big towns at all, little big villages, and you'll know everybody on the island if you stay a week. And it's neat. So
I
find it. Pardon?
Yeah. How about Cuba, Jerry? Have you Cuba?
Cuba is a magnificent island.
Yeah.
It'll be fantastic when we get an opportunity to go back there.
Yeah. Right.
The beaches range from very, very good, particularly on the northern side, sort of central side and the eastern side.
Okay.
Very, very good. And the fishing is fantastic.
All right.
Deep sea fishing. That's where Ernest Hemingway wrote Old Man and the Sea while he lived in Cuba. And you can visit his home there and see the graves of his dogs around the swimming pool. And they have a lot of 1950s cars from America in great shape. The old buildings are very Miami feel and architecture.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fabulous island. And you know the one thing that is really neat about Cuba, a thing that's neat about Cuba,
yeah,
is the cemeteries.
Okay.
If you've been to New Orleans and see the cemeteries there, they remind you very much of the ones in New Orleans and heading west as you're going toward the airport in New Orleans. It's a lot of above ground, and it's wonderful. And the food is very good. It's sort of Caribbean, but it's a little more, I don't want to say American, but it does have more of a Western influence, and it's not quite as Caribbean as you head farther east than the Southern Islands.
Oh, okay.
So it's a great, great island to go to. It's not legal for Americans to go there right now unless they go under certain conditions.
Right.
But Canadians can go there hourly, and most of the world can go there.
Yeah.
It's a great destination.
It's one of the biggest islands, right, in the Caribbean, too.
It's the largest Caribbean island.
Yeah.
And it's so much larger than the other islands. It's just amazing, but it's big. I don't know. I think it's like 100 miles long and has two airports in it, the major airports. Handle jets and things, one at each end, and very fabulous for culture. I mean, Havana or Havana, something like that they say, right, is at the end of sort of like an inlet. It's not on the ocean.
Oh.
And there are two forts out there at the end of this inlet that protected the city, and so you just come on into the city. And then old Havana is amazing.
And the music, too. They're really into the music. The music's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Cuba is a magnificent place to visit.
Yeah.
It's my wife's favorite Caribbean island.
Oh, really? It's
one. Yeah. She says it's the best one there is. It's one of the cleanest ones in many, many ways, even though it's Spanish.
Oh.
It's very, very clean, and the people are educated, and they speak well, and it's a fascinating island. We
right.
both love it. We like Bermuda better, but for the real Caribbean, Cuba is definitely in the top two or three.
Mm-hmm.
So much to do there in the culture and as you say, the music, and people walk there with a beat. They don't just walk, they move. Like the people in New Orleans,
yeah,
they just move, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, right. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, sounds good. Yeah, wow, we covered pretty good the Caribbean.
Well, if anybody has any specific questions about this guy, then more than welcome. One place we should talk about is the Turks and Caicos, because it's becoming more and more popular. And each island is very different. The Turks is a chain of islands, and the Caicos is a chain of islands. And but they're all pretty flat, they're all pretty barren, but the diving there is phenomenal. You can have well diving and wall diving and reef diving and day diving, night diving. And like in Grand Turk, you can dive three dives a day and come in and have lunch and go back in the afternoon, have dinner, and go back at night, do a night dive.
Wow.
So it's phenomenal diving, particularly the Turks. I do not particularly like Providenciales, the main place, the main international airport. That's my least favorite. It's just very, very crowded. And there's hotels and stores, and it's flat, and it's narrow, and it's ugly, and I don't like it myself. There's some great hotels, some great restaurants, and you should go there for a day or two. But go to the other islands, the out islands, because they're, in my opinion, 10 times better. Best touristy. You get to know the local people, local culture, and go have the conch fritters. They fry the conch that will meet inside the conch. And they're really very interesting. I love them. Some people don't, but they're very nice. And their local food is fantastic. And almost everything is thrown in from America. So it's very American-type food. And so it's very clean. And we love it there. Especially Grand Turk. I like Grand Turk. And some of the other ones. But great place.
Yeah.
But the Caribbean is a wonderful place to go.
Yeah. It sounds, yeah. That's great, Jerry. Yeah, it looks like we're all out of time here. And
wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, right. Man.
Well, that's... next week, we're supposed to talk about Indonesia.
Indonesia, okay.
And, we've arranged a Natribu and Natribu to be our guest, Tisia from that fabulous company, be our guest, and we're hoping we can have it on next week. There's a possibility we may have postponed the week. But that's what I'm going to schedule for next week, so be sure to tune in, because Indonesia is truly a magnificent destination.
Yeah.
I know it's not getting good press right now, but that's only a small part of it, but it's a magnificent destination.
Yeah, it's almost, they have many different types of islands. It's a real big, it's huge.
Well, did you know Indonesia is the same distance across as the United States and Canada?
Is it really? Wow.
Yeah, and it has, I think, and I hope I'm not lying, 2,400 islands. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of islands.
Wow.
And many don't have airports. You have to go by boat. And so many different cultures and languages. And
excellent.
You can stay 3 or 4 months in Indonesia and not even cover it.
Jeez.
It's just, I've been there many, many times and love it. It's a passion.
That's great. Yeah, it'd be a great show. That's excellent. And
mm-hmm.
and don't forget, everybody, that you can listen to all the archive shows on TravelAdviceShow.com. And feel free. Jerry and I are here to answer your emails and call on Skype, and we have all our contact information on the website, so please look at that and let people know, people that you might know that might be traveling in the next couple months or so, even if you're not traveling, let them know about the show, and we'll give them some good travel advice. So, yeah. All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Jerry. Yeah, that was great, and see you next week, and sounds good. Yeah, many safe travels.
Thank you. You too.